Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Namo Vishnu Krishna Sagurle Shrimani Bhakti Radha Swami Niti Mani Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shrimani Pasata Risha Sabane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sri Krishna Bhav Jana Pachapret in verse 13 Tadapare
Tadapare
Sarvatra
Sarvatra
Saram
Saram
Adadate
Adadate
Utha
Utha
Tato
Tato
Saram adadate Buddha
Saram adadate Buddha
Tato nye cha yata kamam
Tato nye cha yata kamam
Duduhu prithu bhavatam
Duduhu prithu bhavatam Tadapare
as King Prithu also took the essence out of the earthly planet. Indeed, everyone took this opportunity to follow in the footsteps of King Prithu and get whatever he desired from the planet Earth. Prabhupada, the planet Earth here is also called Vasundara. The word Vasa means wealth and Dara means one who holds. all creatures within the earth, fulfill the necessities required for human beings, and all living energies can be taken out of the earth by proper means. As suggested by the planet Earth and accepted and initiated by King Prudu, whatever is taken from the earth, either from the mines, from the surface of the globe, or from the air, should always be considered the property of the Supreme Personality of God and should be used for Yajna, Lord Vishnu. As soon as the process of Yajna is stopped, the earth will withhold all productions, vegetables, trees, plants, fruits, flowers, other agricultural products, and minerals. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, the process of Yajna was instituted from the beginning of creation. By the regular performance of Yajna, the equal distribution of wealth and restriction of sense gratification, the entire world will be made peaceful and prosperous. As already mentioned, in this age of Kali, the simple performance of Sankirtan Yajna, the holding of festivals as initiated by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, should be introduced in every town and village. Intelligent men should encourage the performance of Sankirtan Yajna by their personal behavior. This means that they should follow the process of austerity by restricting themselves from illicit sex by meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. If the intelligent men or the Brahmins of society would follow the rules and regulations, certainly the entire face of this present world, which is in such a chaotic condition, would change and people would be happy and prosperous. All the great sages transformed Brihaspati into a calf, and making the senses into a pot, they milk all types of Vedic knowledge to purify words, mind, and hearing. Prabhupada Brihaspati is the priest of the heavenly planets. Vedic knowledge was revealed in logical order by the great sages through Brihaspati for the benefit of human society, not only on this planet, but throughout the universes. In other words, Vedic knowledge is considered one of the necessities for human life. If human society remains satisfied simply by taking grains from the planet Earth as well as other necessities for maintaining the body, society will not be sufficiently prosperous. Humanity must have food for the mind and ear, as well as for the purpose of vibration. As far as the transcendental vibrations are concerned, the essence of all Vedic knowledge is the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. In Kali Yuga, if this Vedic Maha Mantra is chanted regularly and heard regularly by the devotional process of Sravanam Kirtanam, it will purify all societies, and thus humanity will be happy both materially and spiritually. 15. The demigods made Indra, the king of heaven, into a calf, and from the earth they milked the beverage Soma, which is nectar. Thus they became very powerful in mental speculation, bodily and sensual strength. Prabhupada, in this verse, the word Soma means nectar. Soma is a kind of beverage made in the heavenly planets, from the moon to the kings of the demigods and the various higher planetary systems. By drinking this soma beverage, the demigods become more powerful mentally and increase their sensual power and bodily strength. The word Saranmayana Patrena indicates that the soma beverage is not an ordinary intoxicating liquor. The demigods would not touch any kind of liquor, nor is soma a kind of drug. It is a different kind of beverage available on the heavenly planets. Soma is far different from the liquors made in demonic society, as explained in the next verse. The sons of Diti and the demons transformed Prahlad Maharaj, who was born in an Asura family, into a calf, and they extracted various kinds of liquor and beer, which they put into a pot made of iron. Kripa, the demons also have their own types of beverage in the form of liquors and beers, just as demigods use soma rasa for the drinking purposes. The demons born of Diti take great pleasure in drinking wine and beer. Even if that people of demonic nature are very much addicted to liquor and beer. The name of Prahlad Maharaj is very significant in this connection, because Prahlad Maharaj was born in a family of demons as the son of Hiranyakasipu. By his mercy, the demons were and still are able to have their drinks in the form of wine and beer. The word aya is very significant. Whereas the nectarian soma was put in a golden pot, the liquor and beer was put in an iron pot. Because the liquor and beer are inferior, they are placed in an iron pot, and because soma rasa is superior, it is placed in a golden pot. The inhabitants of Gandharva Loka and Apsara Loka made Vishvavasu into a calf, and they drew the milk into a lotus flower pot. The milk took the shape of sweet musical art and beauty. The fortunate inhabitants of Pritraloka, who preside over the funeral ceremonies, made Aryama into a calf. With great faith, they milk kavya, food offered to the ancestors, into an unbaked person pot. Purport in Bhagavad Gita says, Pitranyati Pitravata, those who are just in family welfare are called Pitravata. There is a planet called Pitraloka and the predominating deity. That planet is called Aryama. He is somewhat of a demigod, and by satisfying him, one can help ghostly family members develop a gross body. Those who are very sinful and attached to the family, house, village, or country do not receive a gross body made of material elements but remain in a subtle body, composed of mind, ego, and intelligence. Those who live in such subtle bodies are called ghosts. This ghostly position is very painful because a ghost has intelligence, mind, and ego and wants to enjoy material life. But because he doesn't have a gross material body, he can only create disturbances for want of material satisfaction. It is a duty of family members, especially the son, to offer oblations to the demigod Aryama or to Lord Vishnu. From time immemorial in India, the son of a dead man goes to Gaya, and at a Vishnu temple there offers oblations to the benefit of his ghostly father. It is not that everyone's father becomes a ghost, but the oblations of Pinda are offered to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. So that if a family member happens to become a ghost, he will be favored with a gross body. However, if one is situated to take the prasad of Lord Vishnu, there's no chance of becoming a ghost or anything lower than a human being. In Vedic civilization, there's a performance called Shraddha, in which food is offered with faith and devotion. If one offers oblations with faith and devotion, either to the lotus feet of Vishnu or to his representative of Pitraloka Aryama, one's forefathers will attain material bodies to enjoy whatever material enjoyment is due them. In other words, they do not have to become ghosts. Translation, others who were as intelligent as King Prithu also took the essence out of the earthly planet. Indeed, everyone took this opportunity to follow in the footsteps of King Prithu and get whatever he desired from the planet Earth. So, the Earth had advised Prithu that he had to supply a calf and a milkman and a pot, and then the Earth would supply different things. So, Prithu made Swayambhuva into the manu, into the calf. He himself was the milker, and he used his hands as the pot, and he milked the grains, the food, out of the earth. And then in this next verse, we see that other persons began milking the earth also, and deriving other things from the earth. So that the rest of the chapter is concerned with all these different items that came out of the earth. So the sages used Brihaspati as the calf, and the senses became the pot, and by milking they attained Vedic knowledge. The milk was the verses of the Vedas. So that is suitable because the sages are those who preserve Vedic knowledge. And Brihaspati is the priest of the Devatas, so he is very learned in terms of knowledge. So he was a stimulus for producing this type of knowledge. So as Prabhupada has remarked in the purport, it is good to have food, but food is not enough. So we have to have other things. So the senses, of course, utilize food, but the senses also utilize knowledge. So they get nourishment through food, and they get nourishment through knowledge. So the pot for the Vedic words was the senses. So this was the activity of the sages. So as well as material benefits, we also have to get spiritual benefits. So the earth supplied this. And then Indra became the calf. The demigods were the milkers, and they produced Soma into a golden pot. So this, of course, the Soma is used so that they can get mental and physical and sensual strength. And this way they can conquer over the demons. And of course live a long life.
in the Karmakanda section of the Vedas, Sparvaloka is glorified as Amrita, or immortal. And by going there, we can live for a very, very long period of time. So the Devadas, of course, enjoy this facility, but we also know that they are servants of the Lord, and their duty is to institute the laws of the Supreme Lord and supply what is necessary for the living entities when the living entities worship and perform yajna. So the taking the soma is not just for their own gratification, but so that they can engage in their particular service. So by the worship of the earth, this soma became available to them. Of course, we can also say that earth is only one planet, so not everything depends on the earth, but because the human beings are on the earth and the human beings do the yajna, it is through the yajna that the devadas get their satisfaction. And if the yajnas are stopped, then the devadas suffer. So only when earth planet is properly work functioning and the yajna is performed, do the devadas also flourish. So when Vena was in charge, then the devadas suffered because there was no yajna. So they became weak. So when the earth was restored, then they took that opportunity to worship the earth, and through that again they got their soma by which they could carry out their duties. And then it is mentioned here that the demons, they also decided they wanted something, but what the demons got was simply intoxications, different types of low intoxications. They made Prahlad the calf. So because Prahlad was the stimulus, when he's a devotee, then the earth gave these things. And that was contained in iron pot, which is very gross. So in other words, the earth supplies everything, and the earth can supply the heavenly beverage and also the demonic beverages. So that which produces proper strength for the devatas, and that which actually produces intoxication, illusion, and tamagun. The earth also produced that. So the earth produces for everybody, not only the people of Dharma, but also for the people of tamagun. It supplies everything. So the devatas thrive on soma, and the demons thrive on intoxications which cause ignorance. And the earth supplies this to them also. So in this way, the demons also became happy. So following this will be many other examples. The Gandharvas and Apsaras were famous for music and dancing. They also took milk from the earth in the form of music and other arts. So in this way the earth also stimulated them. Just like the devatas, they are also somewhat dependent upon the worship of the people on earth. So when the earth is prosperous, then the Gandharvas and the Apsaras also become happy, and they dance and sing. So we'll see in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam when Krishna is born, then the Gandharvas and the Apsaras are dancing and singing. Or when Krishna kills a demon, then the Apsaras and the Gandharvas dance and sing. So they are also interested in the welfare of the earth. And when demons are killed and Krishna protects the devotees, then the Gandharvas and Apsaras celebrate. The inhabitants of Pitraloka, the Pitras, made Aryama, who is the king or the leader of Pitraloka, into the calf. And then they got the food meant for Shraddha rites out of this. So in this way, by satisfying the earth, Shraddha offerings became available. And these offerings, of course, are useful for relieving people of ghostly bodies. So the Shraddha rites are a very complicated affair, and the whole purpose is to ensure that a person does not get trapped in a ghostly body and they get another material body. So to do that, they have to offer these different types of food, the Shraddha food. If that is done properly, then the pitcher is ensured that the person is delivered from a ghostly body. And if the rites are not performed, then they don't do anything, and the one can get a ghostly body. So this, of course, is the normal procedure. One does Shraddha rites when a person passes away. However, we also know that if anyone utters the name of the Lord or worships the Lord, does any service to the Lord, then that person also is free from ghostly body. So this is the alternative method of preventing ghostly bodies, the worship of the Supreme Lord. So of course that is not so commonly done by people in general, but the Vaishnavas understand that this is a superior process. And therefore, we'll find in Bhagavatam and in the nectar devotion, the recommendation is don't worship the devatas, don't worship the pitras, because worship of Vishnu covers everything. And so whatever rites are done for pitras is covered by worship of Vishnu, and whatever goods one can attain by worshipping devatas is attained by worship of the Supreme Lord. So in other words, all material necessities are also taken care of without requesting anything by worshipping the Lord. So whatever devata is supplied or given, whatever arrangements for the body are there in terms of getting another body, it's also supplied by the Supreme Lord. So that example is given of satisfying the root of the tree. You satisfy the root, then the leaves and the fruits, etc. are satisfied. So if we worship the Supreme Lord, who is the source of the devatas and the pitras, then they're all satisfied anyway. So everything happens automatically. So there's no need to independently worship devatas and pitras. One only needs to worship the Supreme Lord. So that is the Vaishnava conclusion. All this other worship is not necessary. The only provision is that it can be done, but without attachment, without the idea that you have to do it. It can be done only because people may disrespect you if you don't do those rites. So one can do them out of duty or a show, that's all. But actually not necessary. So that is a higher understanding. So just as Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, one should perform sacrifice and therefore one gets food, grains, etc. So one can do the sacrifices and make offerings to the devatas. But in place of that, we can simply worship the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, Krishna. And automatically, without even requesting anything, everything is supplied nicely. So though sacrifices are recommended in the Vedas, ultimately worship of the Supreme Lord is the main item.
Even the demigods, they are not happy, they are not going to be there. They are not going to cover anything.
Yeah.
They are happy, then they will cover. So sometimes it depends on their satisfaction and not satisfaction.
Yeah, so sacrifice must always be performed. Now, of course, we know that in Kali Yuga, the Yajna is Sankirtan. So that is the prophet says here, encourage everyone to chant the name of the Lord. That's the sacrifice we can do. And that will satisfy the Supreme Lord and consequently the devatas. So we don't have to engage in other types of yajna. And if we don't do that, don't satisfy the Lord, then we end up in problems. No rain, no seeds, or whatever. So we have lack of food, etc.
And we do sankirtan in yajna, then the demigods are satisfied.
Yeah, everyone is satisfied.
But it creates a problem that some doubt is there. Then why is the demigod? If we get everything, if we get everything from Supreme Lord, then why is this? I think it's not necessary to create all the demigods.
No. That is only for people that don't have faith in the Lord, and they have many material desires. They will do this process. But it's not recommended in Kali Yuga. other ages, they had karma yoga and they worship different devatas, and then after they became purified, then they worship Vishnu. It's a gradual process, but in Kali Yuga not necessary. Just worship the Supreme Lord.
So in Kali Yuga is not recommended to do yajna for the demigods?
No. That's for other ages.
People are doing out of the earth. Here, the earth is personified as a cow. Usually, when the cow gives milk, anybody who milks it gets the milk only. But here, we see that different people get the different results of that process of milk.
Yeah. Well, the earth gives everything, in other words. That's the idea, is here the earth gives everything for all people. So not only we get grains, of course, that's the main item that Prithu wanted, but we get grains from the earth, we get water from the earth, and here he says you get Vedic knowledge, and you get all these other items also. They're all connected with the earth. If the earth is not satisfied, then you cannot get liquor, because that's derived from plants, you can't get soma, and all these other items. So they're all related to the welfare of the earth. Well, every society has some sort of funeral rites, but that, of course, is no guarantee they don't get a ghostly body also. But we see that in Christianity they worship one Lord also, Supreme Lord, or Muslims also, they worship one Lord. So in one sense, they're also worshiping the Lord. Yeah, well, that's a perspective. That's a perspective because of Manu, who presides over the earth planet, etc. And the whole history of the Bhagavatam is basically the history on earth, with the Manu who's reigning over the earth planet and whatever, and then I like that. Of course, there are entities above and there are entities below also. But the Bhagavatam was concerned mainly with the earth planet because that's where Krishna appeared and the avatars appear. Most of the avatars appear there, so that's the main place. It is also the place where, which is suitable for elevation. So by on the earth, if we do piety, we go upwards, and if we do sinful activities, we go downward. And if you go upward, then you exhaust your punyas and then fall back to earth. So it's kind of an in-between place where you can go up or down. So it is called karma bhumi. This is where you gain good karmas or bad karmas.
But the demigods, they don't have any plan to go back to God?
Yeah, also, yes. They also worship the Lord.
But they are also getting some fruits from others. They are also getting some puja or something from others, those who are worshipping.
One hand they get the benefit of pujas, they also worship.
Yeah, in materialist world they are worshipping demigods. And as a result they are getting something.
Yeah.
It means they are also asking something from the materialistic person.
Yeah.
Then how can they go? They have a desire.
No. Well, they're only acting according to the will of the Lord, because the Lord says in Karma Kanda, worship the devatas. So for lower people he gives this process. So the devatas are not at fault for doing that, because they're simply following the order of the Lord and they're receiving the sacrifices from people. So they're not at fault. The people who are doing the sacrifices are at fault because they're doing a lower process. But even that is not a fault in one sense, because it's recommended in the Vedas. But it's a lower process.
In the previous ages, people are saying Vivekai, but devata worship is recommended, whereas Kali Yuga is not recommended.
Yeah, because they could gradually progress and give up the lower process and take a higher process. In Kali Yuga, they don't progress. They simply stick to one process and that's it. So they don't advance.
But
धनतरा से सुमन भागवत की जय जगत बल महाराज की जय वेद सिद्धि करते हैं सुमन प्रभुपाद की जय का गोप करना
क्या
जाना है? तो क्या ना है? अभी देखना पड़ता है
क्या करते हैं